everybody. Showtime!
Freeman, contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we are all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
What a day. It's a Monday. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Got myself Joe Pesh. Got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop in H-Town in Houston. Lenny Bree, our technical producer, holding things down. So glad that you are here. Hey, lots of ways to be part of the show. Of course, Twitter and Instagram, social media-wise, Radio Now AM Show. For Facebook, you can just search for Radio Now, whether you're in Houston or in Indianapolis, Indiana. You can check us out that way. And the number to call in, 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. Let's go around the room, see how everybody's weekend was. Kick it off with Liv the Web Girl. Hello.
Hi.
How was your weekend?
It was so much fun. I went home to my parents, and it was literally just like a blast all weekend long. On Friday, they had like a huge, huge golf tournament, the biggest golf tournament, like the biggest event of the year at like the country club my parents belong to. That was this weekend. So on Friday, they had like the big like opening dinner for it and everything like that. So me and my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, went with my parents to that. And that was literally so much fun. I got to see all of my like parents' friends and all of these people that I kind of like grew up with and all this stuff. So it was super fun. And then on Saturday, we literally spent all day at the pool. And then at night, we went to my sister's pool. So I got to swim with all my little nieces and nephews. And that was so much fun. And we actually went to go see Lion King, too. So Saturday was like a packed day.
How was the Lion King?
I mean,
really? I didn't get to see it this weekend. I was busy.
It wasn't like out of this world great. There were some slow parts. I'm pretty sure I fell asleep for like 5 minutes during one part of it because it was so slow.
You sure you weren't drunk from hanging out at the country club?
I'm sure I was not. But it was just so boring. And we didn't see it until 10:30 at night. So I was like so tired.
You were like probably like dark area, bedtime.
Well, and it was just so slow, though. Like, it just really was so slow. And I get that it's a kids' movie, so maybe that's why. But I will say, Timon and Pumbaa were absolutely hysterical. Timon, to me, stole the show. And, yeah, so then yesterday, just kind of came back here, just trying to get stuff ready for the week.
You didn't see the original, did you?
I saw it, but I mean, I must have been like 4 or something.
Okay,
it's not a movie that like I really, really remember.
I mean, I was 4 when I saw it. I remember.
I remember seeing some clips of it and stuff like that. So I remember like parts of it, but I didn't really fully remember everything about it.
All right, you're losing more weight with your opinion now. I want somebody to tweet us that saw the original, that remembers it.
I mean, I did see the original and I remember parts of it, but I mean, I haven't. I'm sorry. Porkchop, you probably watched it with your boyfriend like last week.
No, not at all.
Because he's so young.
I watched it 100 times
when I was born. Hey, Radio Now AM show, tweet us. I'd like to know if you've seen it, whether you saw the original or not. What'd you think of the most recent Lion King?
I'm not also too. Like, I don't like watching like old Disney movies like as an adult.
Why?
I just like it. There,
it's nostalgia.
It's not entertaining to me.
Okay.
Well, there we go. But I thought the new Aladdin was better than the new Lion King, by the way.
All right. See, I heard the new Aladdin wasn't good, so I don't know. I need to see them all.
Yeah.
I need to relive my childhood from 1994.
The visual effects were absolutely breathtaking. Unbelievable. So that's one thing to look forward to.
All right, Porkchop, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was exciting. I am down to 220 pounds from 227.
Yeah! Wow.
7 pounds down. That's nice. My car finally did it. Hit 300,000 miles yesterday.
I'm so bummed we couldn't get you out to IMS to do the 300,000 mile lap.
They missed out. Oh, well.
How did I see that not happening?
And then, and what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. My friends had like a little pool party thing on Saturday evening, and that was a lot of fun. Played some cornhole. And
I was going to say, you got a little tan.
Oh, yeah. Did I?
No,
yeah,
not really. But yeah,
well, he's tanner.
Nice.
He's tanner than pale.
I'm not tanner. I'm pork chop.
Well, you're something. Still,
he's a comedian.
He's got the jokes this morning over here.
How about you, Joe? How was your weekend?
It was not too bad, pork chop. I got to hang out with my friends, Chad and Stacy. They had some family in town, so I felt like me and Lindsay were the third wheel, but it was cool. We hung out with them. We went to their pool. I need to make more friends with pools because they're like the only people I know. They got like a little community pool, so we did that, hung out. I found a new drink, and it wasn't too bad. It was like an Arnold Palmer, like spiked.
Oh.
That's called a John Daly.
Ooh.
Well, no, the brand's called Arnold Palmer Spiked. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but Liv's saying is like an Arnold Palmer, if you don't know, is sweet tea and it's lemonade. You mix it together.
Mm-hmm.
No alcohol. Now, a spiked one or a John Daly is with vodka inside or some type of different thing. Some people put gin, but vodka's the way to go. But I tried it. It's like, I don't know what it is. What's a malt beverage? I think a Mike's Hard Lemonade. You know that taste of like a malt?
Yeah, a malt beverage. I think even White Claws can be considered malt beverage.
I didn't like the first sip of it, but I went through like six of them in 30 minutes.
Jeez.
Sounds delicious.
Were you blacked out?
No.
Of course not. Look how much he weighs.
But I felt pretty good. But I think that might be something I'm into this week. I don't know. It was pretty good. We hung out and my buddy Chad made ribs. Oh my God. He made so many extra that
Did
I had to take them home.
Did he smoke them?
Yes. He smoked
that's
them.
That's the best.
And there was this barbecue sauce. It's like Sweet Baby Ray's, but it was like, it was a certain kind I never heard of. It was like sweet. No, it was hot and sweet or something. It was perfect. It was way better than the original barbecue. So that was pretty much my weekend, chilling, laying around, being lazy. I think I was too lazy. Lindsay wasn't too happy about that. But I'm like, it's so freaking hot. Like, America, we're melting. We are falling apart here with the heat wave.
I think it's actually about to get cooler.
Yes, for a few days.
It's supposed to get cooler
but
today.
I was looking forward, looking ahead to the forecast, at least in Indy. And coming up, we're going to be back into the 90s in a few days, too. Dang. So the heat wave ain't ending, kids. We're all going to melt and turn into little puddles of sweat and nasty funkiness.
Ugh.
Yeah, you can let us know how your day was, how your weekend was. Tweet us, Radio Now AM Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B wants to set the record straight about a live video she did years ago where she said she drugged men at the strip club she worked at and flipped pancakes with them and robbed them when they were passed out.
But my thing is that it's like, okay, so you know, like I was telling them, talking about that live that people dug up of me. And ever since that day, people been trying to call me like a rapist or compare me to that. Like, oh, how come Cardi didn't get penalized for that? But it's like, I never touched nobody. I never fucked nobody. And rape is when you fuck somebody without their consent or without asking. And it's just like, I'm trying to explain to people, like, it's like, first of all, because people even try to make it seem like, oh, you was putting people drinks. People don't gotta put on niggas drinks. These be going to the club getting drunk and getting high.
Now, to be fair, though, like, she kind of made it sound like, you know, back in the day, what she said. What, you're rolling your eyes at me. You don't agree?
No, I agree with you exactly,
oh,
Joe.
Okay.
This is just confusing. If you say, why are people calling me a rapist? Well, we're calling you a rapist because you did a live video in which you blatantly said, not implying anything, not assuming anything. This is words from your mouth said that you drugged and flipped pancakes.
With dudes that were passed out
and robbed them. You said those words. That's why people are going to accuse you of being a rapist. So I don't know why you're confused, but I'm not confused here. I know why people are calling you that. A woman found out that Keanu Reeves was filming in her neighborhood for Slidell, Louisiana. So she put out a sign that said, "You're breathtaking." Reeves had been in the area filming for Bill and Ted 3. So Reeves showed up in the woman's front yard. When she saw him get out of the car, she ran inside and screamed to her two sons that Keanu Reeves was in their front yard. Reeves ended up signing her attention-getting sign, writing, "Stacy, you're breathtaking." And he also took some pictures with the family.
This dude is so awesome.
How smooth is he? Lee Serena and Harry Hamlin's daughter, Delilah Bell Hamlin, revealed that she's been to rehab for depression several times. The model wrote on Instagram stories, This time last year, I was in rehabilitation. She explained that shortly after she moved to New York City to begin school at New York University, she began to suffer from terrible depression. Hamlin continued, I started attracting negative people into my life because my thoughts were so negative. I got trapped in a severely unhealthy relationship that pushed me over the edge. She then revealed she returned to the facility for a two-month stint in June. She also said she was hesitant to share her story but decided to open up in hopes of helping those struggling with mental health issues of their own. Shannon Doherty. So, Riverdale's tribute to... I'm sorry, I've never seen 90210 before. Riverdale's tribute to late actor Luke Perry will include his longtime friend and former Beverly Hills 90210 co-star Shannon Doherty. Doherty will guest star on the CW series for season 4 premiere, which is scheduled for October 9th. The episode titled In Memoriam will reflect on Perry's legacy and the imprint his Riverdale character Fred Andrews had on the show. Perry and Doherty co-starred for 4 seasons on Beverly Hills 90210. I can't say your name. I'm sorry. I can't get it in my brain. So they...
R.I.P.
So they co-starred for 4 seasons on Beverly Hills 90210, after which Doherty left the show following clashes with other co-stars. The two reconnected when both were having health issues in 2015 and remained close up until Perry's March 4th death. So sad. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Riverdale. I didn't know Luke Perry from 90210, but I knew him from Riverdale, and it's just so sad, even still, like months and months after his death.
All right, thank you so much, Liv the Web Girl with the garbage. Good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. 10 minutes away from Joe's Need to Know News. We'll get you caught up on all the things happening over the weekend that you might have missed, kind of trending and going viral. This is an interesting list. It was actually a legitimate source, Business Insider, so I don't feel like a total loser talking about something. It was strange things that have happened at fast food restaurants in just the past 5 years. I mean, you go back, strange things always happen, but tell me if you guys have heard of these or remember these. How about this? People in France waited up to 15 hours to get free Burger King. This was in the past couple of years when they were trying to, like, I guess, roll out Burger King to France.
Yeah.
15 hours. Would you wait 15 hours to get, like, a Whopper?
No.
Absolutely not.
But I don't know. It depends on how hungry I am.
Okay.
But, like, if that's the very first time, like, say that, like, you had never had McDonald's.
Yeah.
Ever, like, in your culture, in your country, then all of a sudden McDonald's was coming here. I could 1,000% see people waiting 15 hours for that.
But I'm a fatty, but I'm also a lazy fatty. Would you really, though, wait that long? No way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's huge news.
All
right.
Like,
it's like something big.
I kind of want a Whopper right now. That sounds good. This was a crazy video out a few weeks ago. It happened in July. A KFC in North Carolina exploded in the middle of the night. Did you guys ever see this video?
No.
Nobody was inside, but it was like a gas leak. But it was like... I guess they were there shooting video. It's like, what's happening? But they knew there was a gas leak, so somebody was filming. And that thing just went, everybody would have died inside for sure. But it's a crazy thing happening at a restaurant. A man tossed a live 3.5-foot alligator. I think I talked about this with the dummy of the day. Through a drive-thru window of a Wendy's in Florida back in 2015. He did it as a joke, but he got charged. Jeez. I forget the exact crime, but who has a gator?
I don't
Only
know.
In Florida.
It's so weird. I swear, like, fast food places are susceptible to behavior like this. It just makes sense.
Well, there's a few more Wendy's ones, too. In June, a man was accused of breaking into another Florida Wendy's where he was, I guess, trying to cook a burger, and he stole the safe. So they nicknamed him the Hamburglar, kind of
that's
in honor of McDonald's
hilarious.
Guy. Now, one thing that's not, and we've seen this at multiple places before, there's a video at another Wendy's, this happened in May, showed a man taking a bath in the tub there. You like where they clean the dishes?
Ew,
do you guys remember that?
What the hell? I do not remember that. I am, oh my gosh, that makes me want to throw up.
And now, one thing that wasn't on there, but do you guys remember when it was Cool Ranch? I remember that Cool Ranch Dorito Locos Tacos.
Yeah.
When somebody licked them all at a Taco Bell.
Oh, I remember that. That is so weird. Oh my gosh, this is like literally the Bluebell liquor, but before her time.
Yeah, didn't give credit. Everybody thought that was, you know, not cool, but apparently this was. There's also another video. A Texas man pretended to be a police officer to get in front of a Whataburger drive-thru line back in 2015. The man used sirens and flashing lights to try to trick people around him. Here's the thing, though. He was arrested when an off-duty police officer spotted the car and checked things out. Because obviously, even if you were a cop, you can't do that.
No, but I would so let a cop do that. Like, if I was in line and then I heard a cop with sirens and lights, I'd be like, hell yeah, you go ahead. Get in front of me, because I, like, don't want to get arrested or in trouble.
Listen, I respect the law. Men and women, thank you for all that you do. I know you get a lot of flack and a lot of heat. There's a lot of good cops, though. And I got family members that have served and currently are serving. I'm not moving in a drive-thru line if you put your lights on.
Oh, I am.
No way. I'm getting my burger.
Honestly, besides for, like, that one in a million chance of there being an off-duty police officer there, that's low-key genius.
And finally, a woman gave birth in a Chick-fil-A bathroom. We talked about this. This happened just a month or so, in the past month. Chick-fil-A offered the couple's newborn daughter free food for life and a guaranteed job when she turns 16. We need to. Like, Lenny Breer, technical producer in Houston, like, H-Town does it right. The Chick-fil-A down there, they give you a black card, and you can eat as much Chick-fil-A as you want. Here in Indy, we don't have that opportunity. And that's terrible. That is the saddest thing I've ever heard of.
I have a question about the black card for Lenny.
Are we hooked up with Lenny right now?
So, do you pay a monthly fee to have this, and then you get Chick-fil-A for free?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yes, you can. Excellent. Well, no, you don't pay anything at all. They like media so much that they're like, want us to be in good standing with all media. So you guys get free Chick-fil-A forever.
Wow.
Can I just have a Chick-fil-A, if you're listening in Houston and H-Town, can I just get a Joe Pass Chick-fil-A black card? I know I can't use it, but can I just, have it? Because I feel it's one of those things like, hey, look what I got in my pocket.
No, I have a great idea. When you and Lindsay finally have a kid, Joe.
I think I said when we finally get divorced.
No. When you guys finally have a kid, you need to make sure that she gives birth in a Chick-fil-A bathroom. So they give you free Chick-fil-A for life. And then every morning before the show, you can stop and get everyone breakfast.
You know what?
Oh.
See, great idea.
Oh, man.
See, here's the thing. It's kind of funny you bring that up. It wasn't necessarily Chick-fil-A, and there's not one in particular, but I've floated the idea to Lindsay. I'm like, look, you're going to have the baby somehow, some way. Why not do it somewhere, like maybe at a car dealership if we want to get like a new car?
Yeah,
like, it's smart to plan out your birth. Anybody can drive you to the hospital, but do we want a new patio set? Do it at like a patio place.
Exactly, and here's the thing. She's got to have a friend that's a nurse. And you can just have her tag along with you to make sure nothing crazy happens.
Liv, I don't often say this about you, but you are a genius.
I know I am.
Wow.
Trust me.
All right, there we go. It's the Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe's need to know news. It's been hot. You probably already know that, but it's been so hot that you can bake some biscuits. To give everybody an idea what actually can happen to people and animals when they're left inside of a car, the National Weather Service in Omaha, they were really busy this weekend. They demonstrated the effects of a biscuit dough being inside of a hot car. They had a pan with four future biscuits, you know, the dough that will rise, placed on the dashboard of a car parked in the sun. After only 45 minutes, those biscuits began rising.
Did they fully bake?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they were as good as like what an oven would do with controlled heat.
Right.
But yeah, after 45 minutes, at 1 hour, the pan was 175 degrees.
Jeez.
So that could like be you inside of a car baking. The National Safety Council says that about 38 children a year die after being left in hot cars. So that's the big takeaway, is something to be aware of. The man who created the Facebook group calling for participants to storm Area 51 says he hopes no one gets hurt at the event in September. The man from California created the event after he watched an episode of the Joe Rogan podcast that highlighted an Area 51 whistleblower. And I forget the name of it because it's something I was going to watch. It's on Netflix. It's like you can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, if you know what I'm talking about, or call us 833-563-2539. But it's something that I saw, I think it was trending on Netflix. It's about like Area 51 and aliens. You know what I'm talking about, Liv, or no?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I believe you.
Yeah, but they had that guy on the Joe Rogan show. The event now has nearly 2 million people attending. Obviously, people are just doing it for fun now. I don't think they're actually going to go. but he says his idea was meant to be something cool, and he hopes that nobody gets hurt at the event.
Kind of worried about that. I've had a couple people DM the page where they're like, I'm willing to die for the government, let's do this. And I'm just like, oh my God, bud.
Robert says the whole storming the gates idea was really more of a joke. He has other plans for the masses that may show up on September 20th.
It's not going to be like a military-based slaughter. It'll actually be something really fun, educational, maybe music and art. That's what I'm working on.
I really think somebody's going to get killed. Like, I feel like someone's like, I'm going for it!
I don't know what's going to happen.
Leroy Jenkins!
Now that this guy has come out and been like, it was just kind of like a joke, and now that he's kind of taken charge of it because he's nervous about what could possibly happen, mm-hmm. I think it could actually be like something very cool. It's just, like, I might want to go now.
Well, that's the thing about that. Like, the hotels around there are sold out, but it's such a small town, like outside of Area 51. Like, I think there's like a hotel that only has like 12 bedrooms. So it's like, where's everybody going to be? You're going to all camp in the desert?
There's a lot of campsites over there. One time the Kardashians went out there in an RV and they camped.
That's fine. But I'm telling you right now, camping out in the desert is way different than camping out in your mom's basement, okay? It's a big, big difference. A man in North Carolina, this is tragic and sad and freaky, died after a wave broke his neck. The 37-year-old father of six was in the ocean playing with his kids when a wave pushed his head to the ground and it broke his neck. The swelling from the injury caused him to suffocate, killing him. He was out there playing because you've been in the ocean before, right?
Yeah, a million times.
And the wave, it'll knock you down. It can, you know, a lot of power. And it's just the right way that it messed his neck up and he died.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary and sad.
Let's end Need to Know News with something cute and not involving death.
Yeah, please.
How about a little badass here? A 2.5-year-old from Minnesota decided to take his battery-powered John Deere tractor to the county fair without asking his parents. Dispatchers got a call about a missing child and deputies found him a few minutes later in the middle of the fairgrounds. I guess the toddler lives near the fairgrounds, and he'd been seeing the rides go up for the past couple of days.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to do some investigating. So when the fair opened up, he was excited, and he actually went and hopped on his little tractor. He went down the sidewalk, through a back gate. Who's going to pay an entrance fee? Not this guy. And finally arrived at his chosen destination, the Tilt-A-Whirl. After the boy was found, he was reunited with his family. His driving privileges, though, were immediately suspended. They removed the battery from the tractor.
Yeah, that's probably smart. I mean, honestly, how strong-willed is that little 2-year-old? Like, that's insane. Normally, they would be terrified to do anything like that.
Dude, he probably's like, where'd my corn dogs
that's
at?
That's like the future president, probably.
I hope so. That kid sounds awesome. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.
If you're feeling good, say yeah!
Yeah!
Monday Motivation coming to you right here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. A little positivity to get your week going. Target, way to go. They're going to sell costumes for kids with disabilities for this Halloween. Target's Hide and Eek Boutique unveiled two new costumes that are adapted for wheelchair users. One of the collection's wheelchair covers transforms the chair into a purple princess carriage, while the other turns the chair into a pirate ship. It looks awesome. Okay, that was a bad joke. I'm sorry. There is also costumes with flat seams and no tags for children that have sensory issues. There's a shark and a unicorn. So, way to go, Target. I hope that they're going to be the lead for this, because that's one thing. Like, I'm not going to act like I knew about this for the whole time, but we overlook that. We don't think about all these other kids that, like, what do you do? There might be a few cool parents out there that create a costume for their kid, but way to go. And it can't be that hard, right? Just a few things to accessorize and put on there so they can be involved and be part of it. Hands off to Target this morning. Liv, what do you got for Monday Motivation?
Okay, so there's this pizzeria in Matawan, New Jersey.
Matawan.
Yeah. Matawan, yeah.
Matawan.
I knew poor Trump, know how to say it. And it's called Angelo's Pizza. And so what the owner decided to do, John Sanfrantello, so he's this big Italian guy, they have decided to post lost dog flyers to every single one of their pizza boxes to help spread awareness for these lost pets in their community and kind of reach a new audience rather than just people walking down the street seeing them tacked on a foam pole or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like old school style. This is like right there
exactly,
in front of your face.
Exactly, exactly. So he's like, you know, in the older days, they used to put kids on like the sides of milk cartons to help spread awareness and stuff like that. So pizza boxes are now for missing dogs and pets to help just kind of spread the awareness. And he has a giant Italian family as well who are also just behind this. So not only are they spreading the word on the pizza boxes, but their huge Italian family that all work at this pizzeria are helping spread the word on social media, everything like that. So they just ask if you have a missing pet, you just call in, let them know, maybe drop in and give them a flyer, and then they'll copy them and they'll just get it out there as much as they can.
That's cool. You find a pet, you get a pizza. That's a good deal right there. What about you, Porkchop? What do you got for Monday motivation?
Well, my story also comes out of New Jersey, and it's also about dogs.
Okay.
There's a 12-year-old boy. His name is Darius Brown from Newark, New Jersey. And he, when he was 8 years old, he had a motor skills delay. It's a condition he was diagnosed with when he was two. So his mom taught him how to sew. Now, here's where it's really helping him out. 4 years later, so now he's 12 years old, he saw a commercial for, you know, what's the Arms of the Angels music? He saw that commercial. He saw the commercial for the puppies that, you know, are abandoned and that nobody wants.
Abused, yeah.
He's like, I want dogs to get adopted. So what he does is, since he used his sewing skills, he makes bow ties, and these bow ties can have leashes, like a leash holder thing.
Yeah.
And he puts these bow ties on the dogs to make them look all cute, so that way they get adopted faster.
More likely, yeah.
And it's working.
Oh, good. That's so cute. I love that so much.
All right, are we going to put this up on our Instagram, Liv?
Yes, we'll put a swipe up story to all three of the stories we talked about today, and also somewhere where you can listen to the whole segment.
All right, cool. Radio Now AM Show. Give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram. I am excited. Murder Monday coming up in 20 minutes here on Radio Now. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You can call in 833-563-2539. I'm wondering if you've ever received a similar death threat. Yeah, that happened this past weekend. I actually posted it on social media, too. You can see it was a note, two notes that were left for me threatening my life on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. So my wife, Lindsay, God, I love her. She's the best. Went out to like a little farmer's market this past weekend to get some fresh food and things.
That's cute.
It is. Good for her doing her cute stuff. And then she came back and she tagged me on something online. And I'm surprised she did because she tagged me with a death threat. Did anybody see this yet?
No, I have not.
All right. It's on our Instagram. Go see it. Radio Now AM Show. There's two photos and they're very, very scary. They're not funny. It said on one of them, it said, if you eat this without me, you are dead meat. Now, what was that?
That's punny.
I know. It was some cheeses and some fruit in a plastic container. Then there was another one that says, these go with the cheese board in the fridge. If you eat these and or the cheese plate without me, I will kill you dead. Which, that means she's serious, because it's one thing to kill someone, but to kill someone dead, there's no joke. And the thing is, I put this up on social media thinking people would be on my side. Like, I put this on the Radio Now AM Show. I put this on my Joe Pesh Radio social. I mean, I did everything. And everybody was siding with my wife, Lindsay, saying about, like, yeah, they hate it when their husbands steal all their food. Is that really happening? Because I feel like women take the food more than the men take the food. 833-563-2539.
Joe, well, right? Go ahead, Porkchop.
It matters how you look at it. And the way I look at it is, she said, you're dead meat if you eat this without me. So the way I see it, she's being very sweet, and she's saying, Joe, wait till I get home because I want to share this goodness with you, my husband.
Wow, you look at things in a whole different light than I do, Porkchop.
I mean, well, think about it. That's what she said. Joe, you're dead meat. Haha, funny. If you eat this, or because, what did she say? I want to eat it together or something?
She said the first one, if you eat this without me, you're dead meat.
Without me. Right.
I think that you said that I feel like women normally eat the food and the men don't. Whatever. We're not talking about anyone else. We're not talking about the people out there. We're not talking about the vast majority. Right now, we're talking about you and your wife, Lindsay. And I can almost guarantee you with 99.9% certainty that you probably eat her food more than she eats your food. Is that not true?
I'm not going to answer that question because I don't think that's relevant. 833-563-2539. Anybody else have these death threats in their house?
I am so on her side about this. There is nothing worse in the entire world when you have something saved in your fridge that you're looking forward to eat, and then when you come home, it's gone.
Okay, then
live.
It
is the most sunken feeling in the entire world.
If you're going to say that, don't be general about it. Give me an example. Did Jewel Daddy eat something of yours that was sitting in the fridge?
I don't think ever with my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, I don't think it's ever happened just because I eat extremely healthy now.
Nobody wants all your fruit and veggies.
Yeah, no one ever wants my food now. But when I was living with my three older sisters, if you had leftovers in there, that was the biggest hot commodity in the world. I remember sometimes my parents would go out to these super nice and fancy steak dinners mm-hmm. on Friday nights. And then I would wake up Saturday mornings before they would, and I would have it for breakfast. And they would freak out because it was like this like $50 steak that I was like eating for breakfast. Or I would always have leftover Chipotle. And I would put it in there and I'd put my name on it. And then I'd come home later in the evening and it was gone because one of my sisters apparently didn't see my name on it. Mm. So the only way to get it across that you don't want people to eat your food, I think, is to use death threats.
Well, see, or you could just do what me and my boyfriend do as well, which is as the unspoken rule is just don't eat or drink the last one. So let's say I have like six.
Oh, that's even worse when it's like, oh, I didn't eat it all. You left like one bite. You might as well have finished it all off.
No, yeah. Like, let's say I have like six Sam Adams in the refrigerator. He could have five. Just leave one for me. Because if I come home from work and I'm like, I want one of my Sam Adams. And there's like none left. It's like, okay.
Wait, so like, are you saying like you guys buy all your stuff separately? And
no,
so,
not always. But if it's something specific that I like, that's like obviously mine.
What about
like,
takeout?
I
think it's more so for like takeout.
Well,
here's a takeout thing from our Twitter Radio Now AM show. This is Nicole. She says, I get spicy food, so when I have leftovers, my husband won't eat them. I also get peanut M&Ms, so I don't have to share. I wonder if her husband's allergic to M&Ms that have peanuts in them. That's really
that's genius. That is absolutely genius. You know what? So I eat off of my boyfriend's plate all of the time.
You're what's wrong with the world.
And I know I'm so bad. And I've noticed that he starts like putting more and more hot sauce on his stuff. And he starts getting things more and more and more spicy. And he knows I hate spicy things. And now in this moment, I'm starting to realize that he's probably plotting against me so I don't eat off of his food.
He's a genius. Hey, go see the photo right now on our Instagram. Give us a follow. Radio Now AM Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Saturday was the anniversary of lead singer of Linkin Park, Chester Bennington's death. The musician died from suicide, and so his wife, Talinda, posted an encouraging video to Instagram for his fans.
I woke up this morning to lots of messages of love and support from my friends and family, and I wanted to pass along to you the same love and support. Today's going to be a really hard day for a lot of people, and that may be you. And I just want you to know that you're loved, you matter, and the world means something with you in it. Today, let's make Chester proud and take care of each other, because that's what he would want us to do.
So sad. Jessica Alba opened up that she is so irritated by one of her tattoos. The Sin City actress has a few pieces of body art, but particularly regrets having a tramp stamp bow etched onto her lower back and a floor design on her neck, which she's desperately tried to have removed, but has had no luck. So Alba says, I do have a few tattoos and I regret one of them, maybe two of them. I got the flowers when I was like 17 and I'm so irritated that I got it. Yeah, honestly, the bow tramp stamp, I would be mortified.
Now, Liv, do you regret your tramp stamp or no? Do you like it?
I don't have a tramp stamp. I probably have an honorary one. but no, I do not actually have any tattoos. The Spice Girls could soon be headed to Las Vegas. Sources say the British pop group could have their own residency in Vegas, which could earn them over $12.5 million each.
Dang,
not
get it,
just
girls.
All together, each.
They need that money.
I know.
They need it.
The sources add this six-week residency would take place in summer 2021. The news comes as the Spice Girls are having a successful comeback tour in the UK. Honestly, if they come to Vegas next summer, I will be going to Vegas to see them. Absolutely. According to President Trump, A bunch of people have reached out to him regarding the rapper A$AP Rocky's legal situation, including his wife, Melania. He said she made a big push to make something happen on A$AP's behalf. Kanye West has also made a plea to President Trump and said he wanted to get personally involved in the fight to free rapper A$AP Rocky from a Swedish jail. So if you don't know, Rocky has spent nearly 3 weeks in jail after he and his entourage got in a street brawl in downtown Stockholm on June 30th. The rapper hasn't had a single criminal charge filed against him. Prosecutors say they need another week for investigation. Rocky faces 6 years in prison if he's charged and convicted of assaulting a man who assaulted him first. Kanye asked Trump to call the Swedish Prime Minister for some help, and Trump was agreeable. The president said he'd personally guarantee bail for A$AP Rocky if the Swedish authorities release him. Trump tweeted, "Just had a very good call with Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven, who assured me that American citizen A$AP Rocky will be treated fairly. Likewise, I assured him that A$AP was not a flight risk and offered to personally vouch for his bail. That chat must have fallen on deaf ears because a judge ruled that A$AP Rocky is a flight risk and therefore can't be let out of jail while the case grinds on. But the push for A$AP Rocky released on bail could backfire. Swedish officials want to prove that they won't be pressured by the U.S. government. Trump has vowed to secure the rapper's release, but the prime minister stressed that Rocky would not receive special treatment."
Did you see Bieber's tweet on top of all that?
Yeah, I didn't want to get into that because that was diving into a whole other mess.
Oh, that was
of
one of the biggest things all over this weekend. That was insane.
Yeah, that was more about politics than like pop celebrity.
But it had
news.
To do with like, hey, help my friend Rocky out, but also let the kids out of their cages.
Basically, all he said was, hey, help A$AP and let kids out of cages. That's literally what it said. And so, yeah, all he said was let A$AP Rocky out. But
yeah, no response
I didn't
yet
get
from the
into
president
that.
On that one.
Yeah, I didn't want to get into that kind of political mess, you know. But coming up in an hour from now, some exciting Eddie Murphy news.
All right. Thank you so much, Liv the Web Girl with the garbage.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
So today I'm talking about the story of Sarah and Isaac Warner. Our story starts on May 5th, 2019, when a woman calls the police because her neighbor was having erratic behavior. The neighbor was a 22-year-old man. He had a shopping cart full of chemicals and cleaning supplies, which led the neighbor to believe that he was trying to make a bomb. The police answer the call and go to a high-end apartment complex in Denton, Texas. They don't find the 22-year-old man, Isaac Warner, that the neighbor was calling about, or any evidence of a bomb inside the apartment. What they do find in the master bedroom is his mother, Sarah Warner, dead and decapitated. As the search through the apartment continues, they find the hacksaw that was used to detach Sarah's head from her body. The police determined that she had been dead for 2 days, and they also know that the bathtub and toilet were used to clean the hacksaw and the apartment. There are three things missing from the apartment at this time: Sarah's car, her son, Isaac Warner, and Sarah's head. I want to go back and explain Sarah and her son's relationship and the events leading up to this horrific crime scene. Sarah Warner, who was 65 at the time of her death, raised her son Isaac pretty much by herself. She and her husband, Kenneth Warner, had divorced 10 years prior, and he was living in Louisiana. Kenneth and Sarah got along even after the divorce, and it's said that he had a good relationship with his son Isaac. Sarah owned a handful of businesses that were all religion-based, so faith was important in their family and probably the reason why she was described as a strict parent to her only child, Isaac. In high school, Isaac was super involved, very friendly, and even described as funny by his peers. He was class president and planned most activities for the school. He was a seemingly normal high school student with friends and a social life and came off extremely motivated. Even when he was in college at the University of North Texas in Denton, he was very involved in different student organizations, had a lot of friends, and was described by his teachers and peers as a top student leader on campus. But something changed in him, and people who knew him started to notice some strange behavior in his last year of college. So in Isaac's last couple of semesters, some classmates say they noticed a clear decline in his mental status. He not only got one DUI, but two, with the second one involving him wrecking his car. This was very out of the ordinary for the straight-laced overachiever everyone knew. Friends said it even became hard for him to hold a conversation, and he wasn't picking up on normal social cues. Remember, this is someone who won to become class president of his high school. There was an instance in a Walmart where he followed an old classmate and friend around through the whole store and even into the parking lot after she tried to end the encounter multiple times. She said she was so uncomfortable, her skin was crawling. After he graduated college, he had a couple of mental breakdowns, and his dad even said he was put on psychotic medications but stopped because they didn't help. All this behavior caused the people close to him to call the police to check in on him. When this happened, the police admitted that there were 16 different calls made about the concern of Isaac Warner. He denied any help they offered, so legally there wasn't anything else the police could do. He then goes on to post a 40-minute-long Facebook Live.
Okay, that's too long, guys. Right. 40 minutes is too long.
Right, and he was just eating and laughing at things on the internet. His behavior in it was just off and bizarre. He was also posting suicidal messages on Twitter, implying that no one would care if he was gone. This was just so abnormal for the fun and outgoing guy he had always been and who everyone knew him as. When we come back, I will continue the story of Sarah and Isaac Warner.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Here's their number. Make sure you call them if you have anything. 1-800-22-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the Web Girl. What are we doing today for Murder Monday?
So we're continuing the story of Sarah and Isaac Warner. And if you go to our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show, you can see a picture of Isaac Warner. And you can also see a picture of him from in college when he was described as this motivated and big leader. And also a picture of his mother. It's at Radio Now AM Show to see those pictures. When we left off, I mentioned that Isaac Warner had tweeted suicidal messages on Twitter. And that's when Mia, a former classmate of his, reached out and met up with him. She said she cut the meeting short because she felt so uncomfortable. Another friend said that he showed her his arm and it was filled with cut marks. He admits the night before he tried to commit suicide, and that's when his mother, Sarah, takes him to the hospital. He tells a nurse that he's going to kill his mother and himself, but he fled the hospital before security and police could arrive. When Sarah's on her way home from the hospital that night, she finds him walking down the road and picks him up to take him back to the apartment that they share. Isaac takes his mother's phone so she cannot contact anyone. That brings us to the horrific crime scene on May 5th with the missing car, missing Isaac, and missing head. The investigators immediately sent out an alert for Sarah's car and for Isaac. 12 hours later and 30 miles away, officers find Sarah's car that was missing with a flat tire. They got a lead to the car because of a call about a man trespassing in the tire section of a Walmart.
Okay.
Cops watch this man as he's acting very suspiciously and determine it's Isaac Warner. Isaac spots the cops and immediately starts to run. He jumps in his mother's car and tries to run over the officer that's trying to block him. The officer jumps out of the way as Isaac heads for the highway, starting a full-on chase, and it continues over into the border of Oklahoma. The police know he cannot last long with this car because of the flat tire. He ends up losing control and wrecking into a medium, and they immediately arrest him in the morning of May 6 in Love County, Oklahoma. He was held in an Oklahoma jail, and the officials were trying to expedite his return to Texas because he chewed through his own arm.
Oh my gosh.
While in jail.
What is, there's something with him, right?
Yes.
Something wrong.
On May 16th, he was extradited back to Denton, Texas on charges for abusing a corpse and tampering with evidence. He has since been transferred to a mental health facility because a judge ordered a mental evaluation on Isaac Warner. He was ruled incompetent and moved to the mental health facility. We know he had charges for abuse to a corpse and tampering with evidence, but he is still not charged with the murder of his mother.
How is he not charged, Liv, with the murder?
I think because of all of the mental health and the incompetency rulings, I think maybe that's why. I think maybe it's been delayed because he was in Oklahoma and then now he's back in Denton, Texas.
But he still killed her, whether he was mentally there or not.
So he remains the lead suspect of this case. And it is also not determined if the police have ever even found the head of Sarah Warner. So this happened about 2.5 months ago, and they're still trying to answer some questions they have. So there are theories out there of what caused Isaac Warner, this seemingly motivated and leader and friendly guy, to snap like this.
All right, what are some of these theories, Liv?
So there's a theory that when he got in his second DUI and wrecked his car, he suffered from a brain injury that onset schizophrenia that he was predisposed to. And that's what made him become so erratic and so abnormal. So it's very common for people to not be diagnosed for schizophrenia until they're in their early to mid-20s.
Okay.
And also, it's very common for a brain injury to kind of activate it in the brain.
So there are
even
two,
if you're predisposed to it. So there's rumors that his mom had schizophrenia, but she was treated for it. But he just never got treated for it, and then he snapped.
But there's two things you're saying right there that could have brought it on then, if he really did have it or was predisposed to it.
Exactly. So that's the rumors that are going around of what they think happened. He is in a mental health facility still to this day. And this case is still somewhat new. It's only 2.5 months old. So look out for any new information on released on this horrific, horrific story. And don't forget to check out the pictures of Isaac and his mother on our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show. That's Murder Monday.
Yeah, thank you so much, Liv the Web Girl. Julie commented, this is a crazy story and proof that mental illness can strike anyone at any time.
Absolutely. I mean, he was the top of his class, and look what happened.
Wow, that is incredible. Thanks, Liv. Now I got goosebumps over here. That's Murder Monday on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. If you'd like to call in, what song is annoying and drives you crazy? I feel like a lot of kids' songs will be driving parents crazy. This story is brought up, or at least the question, I mean, is West Palm Beach, Florida has started playing children's music in their waterfront lake pavilion in hopes that it will keep the homeless people, they say, from loitering and sleeping there. The music has been described as weaponized music and a playlist of songs they play in a loop, including, this is kind of a banger, but you don't want to hear it all day long, It's Raining Tacos.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky.
Makes me a little hungry, but I wouldn't want to hear this all the time.
No, I've heard this song, I think, one other time in my life.
Are you a big fan of it?
No, and also it's Monday morning, so I'm just like more susceptible to being irritated. So I'm this song is not doing it for me.
Let me turn that up for you. Okay, now that's a classic, but they have another song on top of that. That's one of the songs they play. Have you heard of this song?
Oh my God, turn it off, please.
One homeless man compared this torture, he said, compared it to torture used by the Nazis during World War II.
Jeez.
Now, the pavilion released a statement saying, quote, We want to make sure people paying this money had a facility that was clean and open. Because, I mean, I guess they were leaving some junk and other stuff around.
See, that just seems like inhumane to me.
What do you think they should do then?
I don't know.
Like, I'm not disagreeing. It's like, I feel bad for homeless people and we need to help them. And the city says they want to try to help with housing for them.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea. So why doesn't the company who's trying to kick them out, maybe a lot of companies take on charitable things and like do initiatives. Why don't they take on the initiative to try to find housing for these homeless people?
Nikki, I got your song on right now. Is this annoying to you?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Why is this so annoying?
Because my child is almost 2 and he has listened to it in every language possible. I think his favorite is Chinese.
Well, there's a Chinese version of Baby Shark. We have to listen to that.
There is Chinese, there's Arabic, there's Hungarian, there's Spanish. He has found every language there is to listen to. And I saw him singing it in Chinese the other day.
That is hilarious.
But now, yes. Nikki, your baby knows Chinese. You should be proud.
Yeah, your baby's going to be a genius.
Yeah. If he starts speaking to me, I'm going to have no clue what he's saying.
Exactly. I'll show you, Mom and Dad, spelling words out. I'll speak in Chinese.
I mean, the only words he'd be able to say are baby and shark. So you know what, though? That's not impressive.
I would say that's kind of fluent in Chinese, way more than I can.
How do you say do-do-do-do-do-do in other languages?
I think it's one of those that translates across the board. You know, it's like do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Kind of like I got to go take a poo.
Maybe it's like backwards, like odd-odd-odd-odd-odd-odd-odd.
Can you guys think real quick? Because I have a song off the top of my head that if you were making an annoying playlist right here.
Oh, I got one.
Okay, what is yours, Liv? What do you got?
Friday.
Oh, you don't like Rebecca Black?
No.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
I love this.
Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, Friday.
I mean, it sounds like a song that me and my friends would create as a joke when we were like slap happy studying for finals, like in our apartment.
I saw
like,
something.
Friday, Friday.
I saw something on BuzzFeed. Ugh. It was a story about Rebecca Black. And like, you know that like she just paid for the service that came up with the song. They shot the video and then she went viral because she was on Tosh.0.
Paid for
no, but
for
she didn't write
birthday.
The song. My wife was ripping on Rebecca Black. Guys, Rebecca Black, leave her alone.
She's the one that says Friday, like Friday, Friday.
How would you sing Friday? Go ahead, sing Friday for me, Liv.
Friday. It's Friday.
What are you, a
it's
vampire
Friday.
Over here?
Friday.
Like,
it's Friday.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
I'm here
Friday.
To suck your blood. Suck your blood. It's Friday.
I actually like the song.
I do too.
So
I think every Friday we should start playing It's Friday. That'd be pretty dope.
It Please seems no. like it'd be Liv's anthem.
I know. Like the weekend's
Friday.
Here.
Friday. Freeney. Nope. Right. Thank you. Next.
Feminist right there supporting other women, I see. Do you have any other songs? No? Okay,
no,
what about you,
Porkchop?
Porkchop, you got anything else?
I've got a couple, actually.
Ooh, what do you got?
I forget what the first one I pulled up here. What
code? Oh, I do have another one.
Oh, do you? What is it?
It's that Flash Mob song.
Oh. Oh, wait, hold on. Is it?
Oh, yes, this thing. Or what was it called? The challenge?
I don't know, but you're supposed to stand still, then like it's a cut shot.
The Harlem Shake.
The Harlem Shake, yes. That's what it was.
I love the Harlem Shake. Here we go.
The Harlem Shake.
Oh, dude, we need to bring that back.
Like, honestly, listening to this right now, it doesn't sound that annoying. I guess what annoyed me was just the Harlem Shake part of it.
Ugh. I like that song, too, and I like the challenge.
My high school tried to get us to do it, and they tried to stay us after school 2 hours after school, after class is ended, to make
this
video.
Well, no wonder. That's why you're all butthurt by it. You didn't want to stay after school.
Man.
It's
no
fun.
No way.
All right, Porkchop, I got your songs over here.
Friends with the monster, this son and Marvin. Work, 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 work.
What, is this just all Rihanna songs you don't like?
We have a very diverse collection.
Yeah, what
here.
Is going on here? You gave me this one giant mix of audio.
Yeah, I have 3 songs that are just so annoying to me. You know, Friends with the Monster.
I love that song.
Like, what are you talking about?
Work, 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 work
there's friends with the monster. There's a monster inside her head.
She said under the bed, I thought.
What well, maybe there is a monster underneath the bed. What don't you get? She's friends with the monster.
Under her bed?
It means that she's friends with something that's bad for her, but she continues to go back to
What do you have
it.
Against work, 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 work? Yeah. There's no way you mess that song up. It's just easy.
Work, work, work,
right,
work,
it's
work.
Annoying.
No, I love it. Do not diss Rihanna. Rihanna is a queen.
Who loves singing about work?
All right,
a lot of people.
Hold on, though.
Fifth Harmony.
Then you have a problem with Christmas? So
this is
a great song.
Listen to how annoying.
Rich and the poor ones, inclusivity on Christmas.
Porkchop does not like to include poor people,
know,
as you
clearly.
Can tell. He's an elitist.
I just don't like the kids screaming and yelling and whining. Ugh.
Your right. children on Christmas. Jeez, have a heart.
Now, if I was going to come up with one annoying song, because there are a bunch out there, it would have to be this song.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
I don't know. I love this song.
Now there he go. There he go. There he go. There he go.
See, you're automatically dancing.
But it's, imagine this. This is just on a loop over and over and over again.
Way at, way at, way at. There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Then they had a remix, ice cream and cake and cake, ice cream and cake and cake. Have you heard that one?
No, I haven't.
See, the annoyingness never stops. Hey, let us know for you what song is super, super annoying. You can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show. Liv's got a story she's about to share, and then after you hear it, I want to know what you think. 833-563-2539. So, Liv the Web Girl, tell us what's going on.
Okay, so this is a real story. This is one of my mom's best friends. You know, I was home for the weekend, and so I heard it firsthand. And so this mother has raised her sons to do a lot of things around the house that aren't, you know, gender stereotypical normal for a man. So she's taught them how to clean, how to do laundry, how to cook, how to clean, things like that, that typically you would see a woman do because their dad never did anything growing up. Like he never, ever, ever helped out at all.
I think most men probably back in the day didn't do that. Like you're saying the gender stuff. I'm sure most guys didn't do that.
I mean, back in the day, but like, I mean, we're also talking about like probably 15 years ago, 10 years ago. So it's not like it was like
I feel it's more
in the
recent.
1950s.
I feel like it's more recent where men are doing stuff, but
for
I'd like
sure.
to hear
but like
more.
My dad still will help out with the dishes and will like kind of pick up the kitchen, things like that. So he just helps out more. This one dad just didn't help out at all.
Okay.
So her point was to teach her sons how to do it so they didn't end up like the dad not helping out at all. So now she has a son who is kind of totally overcompensating, and along with doing like mowing the yard, doing all of the yard work, all of like the maintenance around the house, if like a pipe burst or something like that, if something breaks, the light bulbs, all of that. He also does all of the laundry, all of the cooking, and all of the cleaning. So the mom is kind of mad because her daughter-in-law does not help with anything around the house, and she's a stay-at-home mom.
What? Okay, that's you didn't say that at the beginning. That's a big deal.
And her son works full-time and also takes care of everything. So the mom got involved and went to the son and said, hey, you better tell your wife to knock this out. You better talk to her. This isn't fair. Do you see how she's treating you? All of this stuff. And is so kind of like stirring the pot.
She's the one that programmed him this way, though, to do everything. It's her fault.
So she's saying, like, you know, you better tell her, she better shape up, or like this isn't going to last, like different things like that. So she's kind of like, you know, starting the fire, stirring the pot. And so I personally think, like, why is she getting involved? If it works for them, then let it be.
Does he have a problem with it? Does the guy that does everything and has the job, is he upset about it?
Before this mom has said anything, he has been totally fine with it. They don't argue. It's not been a problem, anything like that. Now, all of a sudden, his mom's coming in and telling him, like, this isn't fair, blah, blah, blah. And so now it's kind of creating a little bit of tension between the husband and wife. But it's like this mother-in-law should have never stirred the pot or never intervened in their relationship. They were fine. They were happy. If something works for you in your relationship, in your marriage, then it works for you. It might not work for everyone, though.
833-563-2539. I'd like to know what you think about this. That's 833-563-2539. Should this mother-in-law have gotten involved in her son's marriage? Or, I mean, is she doing the right thing? Like, good for her for standing up for her son not to have to do everything. But at the same time, she kind of programmed her son to do all that stuff. So I think naturally he's going to do it. But even if he was complaining about this, saying, I shouldn't have to do all this. I work too and you're a stay-at-home mom. It's none of her business. Only time somebody in a family should intervene, like a mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister-in-law, yada, yada, yada. Anytime that should happen is if there's like some actual type of verbal or physical abuse.
So she thinks.
Other than that, no, stay out of it.
She thinks that he's like kind of abusing him, like taking advantage.
Like she's mentally controlling him, you mean?
Yes, like kind of in like taking advantage of him because he does everything and she doesn't do anything. And she is a stay-at-home mom, which you could argue a stay-at-home mom, part of their role is, you know, doing things around the house, like taking care of stuff like that. So how would you react to this if, one, your wife, okay?
Nope.
Listen, if your wife did all of the cooking, all of the cleaning, all of the yard work, all of the maintenance around the house, everything like that, and then, but it worked, your wife did not have any resentment towards you because of this, but her mom stepped in and got involved. How would you feel towards your mother-in-law?
I would not want my mother-in-law or father-in-law to be involved in any of that stuff. Now, if my wife hated it and I was bossing her around and saying, woman do this, woman do that, of course somebody step in and slap me around, you know, make me be a good guy. But if Lindsay, like my wife, was cool with doing stuff, and if that was the arrangement, then that's our personal thing. That's our marriage. It's not your marriage. It might be your son or daughter, but you are not actually involved in the marriage. I say you got to keep quiet and butt out. 833-563-2539. What do you think? Should this mother-in-law have gotten involved in her son's marriage like this? Maybe you're going through something similar where somebody is involved and they need to butt out, or you think it's a good thing. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539 to call in and join in this conversation. Social media wise, take it to Twitter, Radio Now AM Show, and we'll put it up on Facebook in just a little bit. Live the Web Girl, kind of reset it for everybody that's joining us here, the story about one of your mom's friends.
Yeah, just a quick recap. So this mother-in-law butted into her son and her daughter-in-law's relationship because she thinks her daughter-in-law, who's a stay-at-home mom, is not doing enough at all and thinks her son is doing way too much around the house.
Yeah, he's pretty much doing things you would think that, like, quote-unquote, a wife would do at home if she's a stay-at-home mom.
Well, a stay-at-home mom would maybe do, or whoever stays home would do.
All right, let's go to the phones this morning. Emmanuel, we'll kick it off with you. Hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think? Is this mom doing the right thing by getting involved in her son's marriage, or does she need to kind of step off?
I think she is doing the right thing because eventually somebody that does more than their share of work to pick up for somebody else's slack in a relationship, they're going to feel drained eventually.
But do you think that's just the mom should let that happen between the two of them naturally and then they can settle it out before her actually like just getting involved?
I think her intentions are well. I think she should get involved if she cares for the guy. Because you don't know how that long he could wait for his wife to change and think she'll eventually change and the situation won't change. And to have somebody step in and say, "Hey, look, what are you doing? Look at all this that you're doing, and you're picking up for somebody else's slack." I think she's doing a great thing that's stepping in like that.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Hey, thank you, Emmanuel, for the call. My whole thing is just like unless that person steps up and says something, if they're cool, it's live brought up, it's definitely uneven, it's unbalanced, but if they're cool with that's the way it's been broken down, then there's no need to say anything.
Right, and you know what? We do not know their marriage, so she could support him emotionally way more than he supports her emotionally. We just have no idea the dynamic.
Hey, Philip, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say?
You know, I respectfully agree with Emmanuel, but I have to disagree because I think there are specific boundaries in a relationship that, you know, the couple should try and work together with. I think if the mother steps in too much, I think the relationship will get a little unbalanced, and they'll start to rely on the mother a little bit too much. But, you know, I never think it's a bad thing that the mother's trying to help out. That's definitely not a bad thing.
No, I get what you're saying, Philip. I just feel like sometimes it doesn't, whether it's the mother or the father, when they get involved in a relationship, can't that cause things to get stirred up a lot more than you want them to be?
Yeah, exactly. If, you know, like I said, if somebody steps in a little too much, I think the couple will rely on them a little bit too much. I think they should work on it together and, you know, talk it out, see, maybe make a plan of who, you know, who does what, when, all that stuff. I think, but like I said, I think the mother is doing nothing wrong by helping out the relationship.
All right, hey, man, Philip, thank you for calling in. 833-563-2539. You know what I'm interested in so far, Liv? No ladies, no females have called in for this. It's all the guys.
I know. I think it's so interesting. And I also wonder, you know, if it was the other way around, if a mom from the daughter's side was getting involved because they think, you know, the husband spends too much time watching sports or too much time at the golf course or something like that, if these guys would have the same opinion of like, yeah, the mom should get involved.
Wait, did my mother-in-law say something? What's going on here? Hey, let's go to John this morning, 833-563-2539. John, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say about this mother-in-law?
I think that it's definitely okay for her to intervene. I think that if the guy didn't think it was too much of a deal, then he wouldn't have, you know, mentioned it to his wife and, you know, even, you know, let his mom intervene. I think it kind of opened his eyes. Also, it also makes sense that she intervened because, you know, you mentioned that, you know, her husband never did any of the work. So I'm sure that watching her son do all the work like she did really, like, hit her a lot harder than, you know, it affected that couple.
Right.
You
know? I never even thought about it from that perspective ever.
Yeah, we're going deep here, John. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Yeah, because then it probably stirs up all the bad memories for her of having to do everything, Liv. And she's
right.
Like, now my baby boy,
exactly.
Even though he's an adult man, is doing all that.
So Catherine on Twitter says, does that man have a brother? Just saying.
Oh, no
she
kidding.
Wants a man to do all that stuff for her.
So put a ring on
yes.
it.
Yes. And then Jamie says, teaching your son to do basic human chores is not programming them.
Oh, coming after me?
Yes.
But it sounds like you kind of made him to be like a submissive kind of yes
not
man kind of a guy.
Not submissive, but just teaching him, you know, like you can be responsible for everything around the household, not just the stereotypical...
I'm working on
man
it. Like
if my wife
Lindsay called in right now, which I'm not going to throw the number out. If she did call in, she would say I don't do enough, and that's true. There's a honey to do list, but like me, I'm more of like if you ask me to do it, I usually will do it. But
right.
I need to be better at just being more proactive at
right,
it.
Right, right.
Lisa, look, we actually have a lady calling in. Hey, Lisa, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say about this mother-in-law kind of getting upset that her son is doing all the work while his wife is a stay-at-home mom and she's not really doing anything?
Well, I think that she should get involved because they will start to have other fights, and those fights will really be about that. Sometimes people need to be reminded gently. You do it gently, but you say, look, baby, you need to pick up a little bit more because guess what? There's a woman at his job that's saying, if I was your wife, you wouldn't have to do that. I would do everything. I would do this.
Wait a minute,
next thing you know. Are you
talking about experience, Lisa? How do you know that to be true?
Yeah, I'm talking about life experience. I'm 65, so I'm talking about life experience.
So
that's right.
Do you have any sons or daughters that are married?
I do. I do. I have a son, and there have been times where I had to remind him, you know what? This is. I know people nowadays, I know the young people don't like this, but this is what a husband does. This is the. If you have a junky car and you have a nice car, you let that wife drive the nice car.
Right.
You
all
drive
right.
the junk
car. Cut
okay,
her
wait,
off.
But that
cut her off right
no,
now.
No, that kind of sounds like that sounds like you're on his wife's side, though, who would be your daughter-in-law.
No. And there have been times where I
okay.
had to remind her.
Got
both
it.
Of them. it doesn't matter which one it is. It shouldn't matter.
Oh, no, Lisa, we got a junky phone. We're losing you. No. Hey, thank you, Lisa, for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We got a few more calls we'll get to real quick. Robin, hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say?
Hi. I was just going to agree. Well, I agree with a lot of people. I think the mother-in-law does have a right to kind of step in, especially since she has lived through it and she has, you know, had zero help, and obviously it must have affected her relationship to where she wanted to teach her sons to help out around the house, and now his son is married to somebody just like her husband who does nothing.
Right, right.
And she probably, you know, we don't, like you said earlier, we don't know the dynamics. She might sit on the couch on her phone all day, or I know she's taking care of kids, and don't get me wrong, that is hard.
Right.
You know. It's hard to be a stay-at-home mom, but you also, I mean, you have time in the day to help out.
Hey, Robin,
that's
thank
so
you for calling in.
Thank you so much for calling in. Sounds like she knew what she was talking about.
Definitely. We'll wrap it up with Amber this morning. And if you can't, take this to our Twitter, Radio Now AM Show, and on Facebook to search for Radio Now. We'll, if we haven't already, we'll put that question up there, too, for you to join in. Amber, what did you want to say?
Yes. I believe that she's kind of overstepping some boundaries. Like,
okay.
She's entitled to her opinion. And I feel like it's good that she's communicating with her son, but maybe she should help him come to a resolution with his wife instead of, like, butting in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that also we don't know the full situation. Like, I'm a full-time mom. I have children. I work, luckily. But, like, if I was at home, I still would want some help at home. Like, I'm not saying that somebody should carry more weight than the other, but, like there are days where I've had a stressful day. The kids have been crazy. And, like, if I want you to come home and help me do a load of laundry or a load of dishes, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Right.
Hey, Amber, thanks for calling. Maybe she's smart like I am. Like, I used to do a lot more in our house, Liv, but then I used to mess everything up. Like, I shrunk all my wife's clothing. Like, I am not allowed to do laundry anymore, which is a big task off of my plate.
So when I was in, like, third grade, that's when Simple Life with Paris Hilton came out.
Okay.
And she taught me the greatest lesson I could have ever learned. She said, if someone asks you to do something that you don't want to do, do it wrong so they never ask you to do it again.
So is that what you've been doing with the garbage this whole time?
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
David Crosby was in an interview promoting his new documentary when him and the person interviewing him got into a verbal altercation.
You had been romantically involved with Joni Mitchell. Graham is now involved with her. You know, obviously you'd had your
So you didn't watch the documentary?
Of course I watched the documentary, but...
Okay, well, you need to go back and watch it again. You're kind of a dumb guy, you know that?
Well, I can see why some of these other guys have a problem with you. If you don't want to do it, but don't come here and insult me.
Hey, you're an a-hole, man. You can go through kindergarten here.
Yeah?
You got somebody in front of you who can answer stuff that's serious, and we could have talked about all kinds of serious shit, and you're going through infantile crap that anybody could have got out of a book.
Yeah. Okay, well, good.
You're a dip.
Bye. Take care.
Sounds like a friendly exchange to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Eddie Murphy is reportedly in talks with Netflix for a series of comedy specials. The streaming giant's offer, $70 million.
I look forward to seeing this. I hope it's good. I've always been a big fan of Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time since he's done any comedy.
$70 million is so much money. By comparison, Dave Chappelle ranked in $20 million for each of his three award-winning specials. Chris Rock banked $40 million for his two-show package. And Amy Schumer reportedly asked for and received more than $11 million for her last Netflix showcase. Murphy has been testing and returned to the live stage for some time. So interesting. Mahershala Ali, so the Marvel Studios president, Kevin Feige, said that the two-time Oscar winner, Mahershala Ali, was the one who approached them about doing a Blade reboot.
Mahershala wants to come in and meet with us. And when Mahershala Ali wants to meet, you take the meeting. And I think he had just come off of his second Academy Award. And we were talking, he was very polite, and he was talking about what a fan he is. And then he just cut right to it and was like, Blade. And we were like, yes.
Wasn't Blade like with Wesley Snipes, or am I totally wrong about this?
I don't know, but it was like in 1997 was like when they like first, like the last rebooted it. But it'll be interesting to see it now with this whole Marvel universe that they have created within the past, you know, 15 years.
I know I sound crotchety, but stop rebooting stuff. Just make new original content.
What?
I'm tired of things being rebooted. It's the same thing from 10 years before. Start making new, original ideas.
There's two problems with this. One, all of the comics, basically the Marvel movies, are all reboots of something before because they've all already been comics that have already been written. So obviously it's going to be a reboot. I don't like your opinion on that. Sorry.
Well, fine. I don't like yours.
Natalie Portman is coming back to the Marvel Universe and will play the female Thor in the next Thor movie. The actress played Jane Foster in the first two Thor movies. It was announced at Comic-Con in San Diego on Saturday that she will reprise the role in Thor Love and Thunder, which is set to come out November 5th, 2021. In the comics, Foster goes on to become the female Thor, which will be played out in the movie. Marvel Studios announced that Scarlett Johansson will be back for the Black Widow movie, which is set for May 1st, 2020. Trina Parks famously made history as the first black James Bond girl appearing in Diamonds Are Forever as assassin Thumper alongside Sean Connery in 1971. The 72-year-old was asked about the decision to give 007 to a woman actress, Lashana Lynch, saying she disagreed with giving a woman the iconic code name. Parks said Bond was written by Ian Fleming as a man. So a black James Bond, sure, but as a man, Miss Bond doesn't have the same ring to it. So she is hating on it. That's garbage.
I don't agree with that either. All right, thank you so much, Liv of the Web Girl. Oregon will allow students to take mental health days. This just came down. Just as they would sick days, expanding the reasons for excused school absences to include mental or behavioral health under a new law that experts say is one of the first of its kind in the U.S. The students behind the measure say it's meant to change the stigma around mental health in a state that has some of the U.S.'s highest suicide rates. Mental health experts say it's one of the first state laws to explicitly instruct schools to treat mental health and physical health equally. So they're saying the same thing as being sick with the flu is if you're not doing well in the head, you got some problems, you know what? You can have the day off. Now, Utah passed a similar law last year. And as far as the actual rates, suicide in Oregon is their second leading cause of death among those ages 10 to 34. Nearly 17% of eighth graders reported seriously contemplating taking their lives within the past year. Previously, schools were obliged to excuse only absences related to physical illness. At many schools, absences must be excused to make up missed tests or avoid detention because there's consequences for missing school.
Wow.
Now, under the state law, students can have up to 5 absences excused in a 3-month period. So a total of, 20 days per year. Any more requires a written excuse to the principal. Now, there's some people that are against this. They're opponents of it. They've said that the law will encourage students to find more excuses to miss school in a state that already suffers from one of the worst absences, students missing school. Shouldn't be trying to read these big words this early in the morning.
But
they are one of the worst in the nation with rates. Now, more than 1 in 6 children missed at least 10% of school days in the 2015-2016 school year, if they're going back to that record. So that is a lot of students not being at school. 833-563-2539. What do you think about this new law allowing students to take mental health days? We're not that far from school starting up for kids in Indianapolis and in Houston, Texas.
Look, so I think that kids do take mental health days right now. They might not know that's what it's called, but there are days for kids where it just seems like too much. There's too much going on.
Whoa, Liv, Liv's trying to take a sick day already.
I'm sorry, I just sneezed twice, but I feel like sometimes kids overextend themselves and they feel exhausted and they don't know why they feel a certain way, so they'll pretend sick. I mean, I played hooky all of the time in school, and sometimes I really do feel like I actually needed a break from stuff that was going on around me in school. And I think, if anything, this might just open up the dialogue. So, you know, if a kid comes to their mom and they're like, hey, I want to take a mental health day. Like, okay, why? What's going on? And that opens up the dialogue so they don't have to lie to their parents and they can say, I want a mental health day. And the parents can have that. And, you know, if the kid is feeling very anxious, maybe depressed, maybe even suicidal, then the parents can help get the kid the help they need.
833-563-2539. I guess that's one way to look at it, Liv. Pork chop, what do you think?
It's such a fine line, and the reason I say that is, first, I want to say the reason that it's meant for seems fantastic.
Yeah.
If there really is a child that is having mental health issues and needs a mental health day, that's fantastic. What I am worried about is what you kind of mentioned before, is that the officials are worried kids are going to try to take advantage of this. Like, Liv, I was listening to your explanation, mm-hmm. and the first half of your explanation just seemed like, oh, you know, some days it's too much, it's tiring. What it sounds like, yeah, like you're an elementary school kid, like school's supposed to be hard.
I'm not saying it's hard. I'm not saying, oh, they're skipping because they don't want to take a test. I'm saying that, you know, maybe when I was in second grade, my teacher called me stupid in front of my entire class. My classmates called me stupid all of the time, every single day. There were some days where it was just too hard. I didn't want to go to school to be called stupid. Did my mom know stuff like this was going on? No, because as a second grader, you just don't think it's that big of a deal. Your teacher's calling it to you, so you think that's normal. I'm not saying they're just tired or something, but I think that it's important from a young age to understand to take time for yourself.
Now, was your teacher right, though, at the time of the assessment? Would you say you were stupid in second grade?
Honestly, Joe, no, I'm candy. I'm not even going to entertain that. But I think, too, and Pork Chop, for you who can get super, super frantic a lot of the times, I think you overwork yourself. And I think sometimes, like last week, all of last week, you were sick, you were drained, you could tell you were drained, you could tell that you just had no energy, you almost sounded like you had no life, like on air, on the radio, because of how drained probably mentally and physically you were, because I think sometimes you don't take enough time for yourself.
Yeah, I mean,
is hard with two jobs. I get it. It is hard.
I think I was so drained because I had 102 fever for 4 days, which was brought upon from an ear infection. So, yeah, I definitely needed to use the sick day there.
Right.
But I don't know. I think it's my personal belief that people should work hard and everyone should strive to be their very absolute best and work towards the top. And that doesn't come by going easy. You know, there's going to be sleepless nights. And I know that's bad.
That's probably not good for a third grader whose brain is still developing.
Well, now that we're going back to that, then yes. But
there's going to be exceptions to the rule on both sides. I can see where Pork Chop's coming on there. I can see, like, as a kid that I barely graduated high school, I missed so much. I could see that how I would have totally taken advantage of this and said, I need a mental health day. But that doesn't mean that there's kids that aren't really needing some help, too. So I definitely see both sides on this.
And why not try something new? Because clearly what they're doing now is not working. If 18% of eighth graders say that they have had suicidal thoughts, something's not working, something is wrong. Why not try something new and different to maybe help this?
For that mental health day, I feel like that would be a perfect day to go see like a psychologist.
That's what I said. Yeah, it'll open up the dialogue with the parents. So instead of, you know, feeling suicidal and being depressed and not wanting to go to school because your anxiety is so bad, instead of faking that you have strep throat, you can tell your mom, I'm feeling this. I need to take a mental health day. Let's go see a professional.
Also, though, in Oregon, like I lived in Portland for a year, it's cloudy like 75% of the time. So maybe if there was some sun, you know, that would help too.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we should start giving all the kids weed because then they just be relaxed and chill. Like, I don't have a problem anymore. I'm just really hungry. Hey, let's throw this on our Facebook because, as you know, that's the place where experts go to leave an opinion that know things. Facebook, just search for us, Radio Now, whether you're in Indy or in Houston.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
As you hear this story, please know that no, this is not a repeat. This is actually a very similar story, though, to something else. There's this little little Elizabeth Jones, goes by the nickname Liz. Her family calls her Lizard, so that's kind of cute. And there was a little bit of confusion when it came to the cake her mom ordered from a local Walmart. The reason I say this sounds similar, because remember we had that marijuana cake at Walmart? Like the My Little Pony weed cake?
Oh, yeah, that was so funny.
Yeah, well, we got another dummy involving cakes today. Her mom asked the lady behind the counter if she could write, quote, "Happy birthday, Lizard," on the cake. The lady said, sure. She grabbed the cake and a few minutes later gave it back. It was all wrapped up. Now, the mom didn't look at it when she was there because she was kind of in a hurry, had to get back to the party. She did notice a funny look, though, from the cashier, but figured out it's probably because Lizard, you know, who goes by Lizard as the nickname. When she got home, that's when she saw the cake. Instead of "Happy birthday, Lizard," it said "Happy birthday, loser."
Oh, my God. Wait, that's hilarious.
This little kid's got a cake that says, "Happy birthday, loser."
Wow.
I don't know if they fired this Walmart employee. I hope not. Come on. It's on you to check your cake, too.
That's absolutely hysterical. My sisters would have probably done that on purpose for my birthday.
Liv, we'll give it to you. When's your birthday again?
April 29th. We've got ways to go.
Okay, pork chop. Make a note. Loser birthday cake for Liz. We'll mean it to say lizard, but it'll say loser. That's your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Oh, yeah. It's time to get sexy up in here. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You got myself, a sexy mother, Joe Pash. You got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, our guy Lenny Bree. Man, that's just a sexy group of people right there. All right, Porkchop, I want you to put on your other pair of headphones because you're actually going to be playing a game right now. I want you to take off your producing headphones, and I want you to put on your Playa headphones.
Are you ready?
Are you trying to channel Kevin
one
Gates
for the
right
editing,
now?
One for the on air.
Wow. We sound really awkward trying to rap a Kevin Gates song. Okay. And Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, I want you to play along with this too. Quite simple, guys. Okay, turn off the sexy sax. I can't handle it anymore. Thank you. We have got songs here. It's really, really simple. Mm-hmm. And they are going to be a saxophone cover of a popular song.
Ooh.
You got to give me the correct answer. I'm going to let you all buzz in. You could all get a point. The first to get to 3 points wins. If there's a tie, you know, we'll go to the next one. Okay. But y'all can be right. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So we all just like buzz in.
No, y'all just kind of like have your answer and I'll come to you. I'll ask you. Don't cheat. This is the honesty system here. I don't want you lying like, oh yeah, that's what I was going to say. I want to know your actual answer, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go, guys. Your first saxophone song cover is this.
Oh, I know it. I know it too.
Let me know when you're all ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, wow, that was quick. Okay, what do you got, Lenny?
Sunflower. Post Malone and Sway Lee.
All right. Liv the Web Girl, what do you got?
Sunflower, Post Malone, and Sway Lee.
And producer Porkchop, what do you got?
Same thing.
Sunflower. Dang, look at you guys over here just absolutely killing it. You're right. All right. Everybody's got 1 point here. This might be a quick game here. Maybe we'll have a three-way tie, which is really awkward. Here's your next saxophone song.
I know it.
I need the title.
Oh, I know it.
I know it.
I'm going to give Porkchop to the end of this if he doesn't know.
Okay. I got it.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I need an answer here. What do you guys got?
Uptown Funk.
Okay. What do you got, Liv?
Uptown
Funk.
Okay. And what do you got there, Lenny?
Uptown Funk. That's Bruno Mars, baby.
All right. Well, you are right. Wow, okay. I thought it was going to be harder. Let's see here. Here's your third song. We could have a winner right here if the other two people miss.
It could be a three-way tie, honestly.
It could. Here we go. Here's your third song.
I know it.
Don't say it.
Oh, my gosh.
I need the title. Liv's like concentrating so hard.
I know this song, but I don't know the title.
I know the title.
Okay, hold on. Everybody's got their answer?
I got my answer, yeah.
Actually, I want you to, for now on, write them down so I know you're not cheating. Liv, write down your answer because I don't trust you.
I don't know the song. I know the artist, but I'll admit
Lenny,
I don't know the song.
Lenny, who is that? What's the name of the song?
That the name of the song is Numb.
Yes, Numb.
That is correct.
I've become so numb, I can't feel you.
So Liv the Web Girl is out of the game. Sorry. We have a tie now between Lenny and Porkchop at 3-3. So the next person to get it right and the other person gets it wrong, they wins. Here is your next saxophone song. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Yes.
Here it is.
I know this one.
Easy. I know it.
All right, Porkchop, I'll have your guess.
Girls Like You.
That is correct. Lenny, what's yours?
Girls Like You. My hands are sweaty.
Why, are you nervous?
I don't know. It's hot in here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the next one. Wow. I thought these would be a little bit harder with the saxophone
covers.
I knew
that one, by the way, if you're wondering.
Yeah, I wasn't because you're eliminated from the game, so I wasn't wondering how you were doing anymore.
Dang it.
Sorry. Next song, the saxophone song game.
Liv.
I know it.
Liv, you're out. You can just listen.
That's so easy.
All right, what is it, Lenny?
Lil Nas X.
What's
Old Town Road.
What do you got, Pork Chop?
Old Town Road.
Yeah, okay. I thought these were a little harder for you guys.
Nobody tell me nothing.
All right, I only have two songs left, so there's a chance to maybe break the tie. If not, here we go. Saxophone song covers. It's a saxophone song covering a popular song. Write your answer down. I'll come to Lenny or Pork Chop.
I know it.
All right, Lenny's in. Pork Chop, you ready?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm writing down.
Oh, wow. Okay. Dang, you guys are good. Give me your answers just verbally, though.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to give you the answer, Pork Chop.
No, I mean, I got it.
Pork Chop's got I Will Always Love You.
Yep, I Will Always Love You. But who's the artist, Pork Chop?
Whitney Houston.
Okay, okay. Wow, you guys are so good.
I DJ weddings.
I will always love you.
Wow.
That sounded so good.
It sounded okay. All right, here's our last one. I'm only going to play 5 seconds of it. Maybe that'll make it harder. And this is the last song. It's all I got. It's a tie game between Lenny and producer Pork Chop, the saxophone song game. It is...
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, I know it. I know it. I know it.
Write it down, Lenny. Write it down.
I can write mine down and you ask him.
Okay. What do you got, Lenny? What do you got?
It's Billie Jean, Not My Love.
Yep.
Guys, we have a tie game here. We have a tie game.
Give the people the booty. They want the booty.
Lenny, I can't play your victory song if there's a tie. It's going to have to go down as a tie. This doesn't happen very often here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, but that's the way it is today. I'm sorry, gentlemen. And, you know, we know Liv lost, so how about that?
Dang it.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I mean, I guess I have to lose once in a while to make it
fair.
Oh,
she's so humble, too. Bye-bye. Hey, we're about to roll out this mother. Jules, though, she's coming in next. She'll be hanging out with you. Taking you through your lunchtime, early afternoon, then Dustin will be hanging out, then Mallory will be in here later tonight. It's a giant party here on Radio Now 100.9. I'm looking forward to getting home, checking off things on my honey to-do list, and then I got to go see my therapist, Julie, talking about all my personal issues. It's always a good thing to do on a Monday.
What are you guys going to be talking about?
I don't know. We were talking about some marriage stuff, just me on the side with it, like the relationship with my wife. And then, I don't know. I feel so torn, Liv, because you should talk about things and be real. Like, people have bad days, but I have been in, like, a depressive funk for, like, a month. Like, sad, deep sadness. And
You were on vacation.
Dude, vacation, I felt miserable. And it's not just because I wasn't at work. I don't know. I'm just in a really funky spot right now. And, I mean, I don't want to bring everybody down with that, but that's just the reality. Like, that's my truth that's actually happening.
Do you think maybe you should go on medicine again?
I am.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think it's really doing anything, but it takes time to kick in. But
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel kind of hopeless at times. But
well, I'm sorry. Hopefully she can help.
Yeah, I hope so. Certainly can be. So I hope I didn't bring the room down with that one. That's not motivating. What do you got going on today, Liv?
So I'm going to hopefully get lunch somewhere. Hopefully I can sneak a little snack, a nap in. Before I go to work tonight, I have my second job at Cycle Bar. So, and I have a couple of errands I need to run. So, just got a lot of stuff.
What about you, Pork Chop? What do you got going on, man?
My biggest thing today is figuring out what I want to eat for lunch.
Well, what are you thinking? Like pizza or like?
Well, let me say, I'm balling on a budget here. We don't get paid till Thursday, so something cheap.
Ooh, like a cheeseburger or something like that, or one of those four.
But Joe, I'm eating healthy.
Well, dude, what do you want me to do? You can't eat healthy and be cheap. That's just
Yes, you can.
What is he going to eat?
I mean, if you wanted to be like...
A piece of celery?
No, if you want to be real cheap, you could just go to the grocery. Or, you know, McDonald's actually does have a pretty good salad that you can put grilled chicken on. And it's like, yeah. I think, $5.19 after
Let's
tax.
Do it.
Dude, you get a hot and ready, and that'll last you for a few days.
I wish.
Don't do it!
I know.
Don't do it!
I'm down 7 pounds, though, so I'm happy.
Woo!
That pizza would put you up 7 pounds in no time. All right, well, listen, I hope you figured that out. But we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.